Item number 10, deer areas, elk areas, special closures, and firearm restriction areas, and hunting by persons with a disability. This is a briefing and a public hearing. And Dr. Jerry, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. My name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the deer and elk section manager for the department, Game Division Wildlife Program. This first agenda item, I'll be covering four separate WACs. And as I go through them, I'll pause for questions at the end of each WAC, but then I'll pause again at the very end for questions, and we can circle back to any of those that you've heard on this. So as Chair said, we're going to be looking at the deer areas, the elk areas, the special closures and firearm restriction areas, and also the hunting by persons with disability. That's a much longer WAC title than what I have up there, but you have all that in your notebook. So the first one we're going to cover are the deer areas. It's WAC 232-28-624. This year, we're proposing three new deer areas. A deer area in Chelan County, we're going to call that one Lake Chelan North. A new one in Kittitas County, around the Ellensburg area, and then an additional one in Yakima County in the Sunnyside area. So just to, a little hard to see with this light-colored screen, but trying to give you a little idea of where these are. So this lighter blue here, this is the Lake Chelan North. This is Lake Chelan. All of these deer area proposals are to help us deal with agricultural damage mitigation. The next one is the Ellensburg deer area. This one's a little easier to see. You can see the city of Ellensburg here. That one will be wrapped around there, the red boundary line, and of course, same approach, trying to help with damage issues there. And then this is the one near Sunnyside, and I can always back up on these if you like to. And so as commission knows, deer areas are designed to help mitigate agricultural damage at a smaller scale than the GMU level, and so that gives us the opportunity to provide hunting as a management tool at a smaller scale than the GMU, more focused pressure and treatment. So on the deer areas, if you had any questions on those right now, or we can hold those till the end, your choice.
Too bad.
Okay. The next one will be the elk areas, WAC 232-28-337. On this WAC, we're proposing a new elk area in Asotin County. We are proposing a modification to an existing elk area in Pierce County, the Puyallup River elk area. We're also recommending removing an elk area that exists in Grays Harbor and Jefferson counties. We don't hang on to these things indefinitely. If we feel like the problems are being resolved, the elk area is no longer necessary, we'll pull it off the books. And then a proposed modification to an additional elk area, really right in the same area as the one we're removing, and it's called 6064 Quinault Valley. So this is where elk area 1081 is located. Trying to find a good landmark for you. This is Chief Joseph Wildlife Area, Shoemaker Wildlife Area. Over here to the southwest is the 4-0. This is one that local staff had a fairly extensive meeting with landowners in this area, trying to figure out some new and creative solutions to dealing with some elk damage. And this is what we came up with, in addition to some adjustments in hunting seasons that you'll see a little bit later in the day. And this is the Puyallup River adjustment. This is a Pierce County elk damage area that we've been dealing with for a number of years. I think if you harken back to the three-year package, we had folks that were really anxious to have us do a better job on dealing with this problem, and we feel like we are. We're taking better steps now, and this boundary adjustment will help with that more so. The old boundary is this purple line. The new boundary is the red line. So expanding that a little bit to be a little more effective in that neighborhood. And then this is the Quinault Valley elk area. Trying to adjust this to have it be more effective. We're moving some of this area out of the National Forest and focusing this boundary more down on the valley floor where the ag operations are. So similar to the deer areas, elk areas are designed to help us deal with wildlife damage, deer and elk damage at that smaller, more focused scale. As I said, the proposed removal of the elk area is for an elk area that we don't feel like we need anymore. And the proposed modifications are really just adaptations to the changing wildlife conflict landscape. That's sort of a fluid and dynamic situation in most places, and so we have to be kind of responsive and adaptive to that.
Yes.
Jerry, can I go back to the Assotin County one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now you're taking a percentage that was quote-unquote Mountain View unit and putting it into the Cowes or the new 1081?
Are you talking GMUs? Or,
yep.
Well, this crosses both GMU lines.
So now is this for just a cow hunt, or are the bulls going to be? Because there again, you're expanding what used to be the Cowes unit and making it bigger?
No, but we're not really expanding the GMU boundaries. We're putting this elk area on top of that area. And so the GMU boundaries will stay the same, and you're not really going to see any changes to the hunting seasons in the two GMUs. But you'll see some additional antlerless.
So this will be just pertaining to the antlerless,
right? That will be focused within that red line boundary. So it kind of touches both GMUs.
Now to really get down in the weeds on this, and I see Kevin was here earlier. Where is Kevin? There he is. Did you make some adjustments over on Cloverland? Take that back towards the canyon a little bit, because that one cow hunt over there where the elk were coming off of the Black Ranch and were getting up into the wheat fields, and they had a problem the way the game units, Lick Creek and Cow's Creek unit ran, that the elk would be right across the road and nobody could whack them, and they were still in the middle of the wheat fields. Did you make any adjustments there, Kevin? Okay, because I know it was a concern over on Cloverland, the way the GMUs ran, that I know they were talking about trying to shuffle that over a little bit, so that didn't happen. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions on elk areas before I move on?
Might as well ask you about the Quinault Valley. That's kind of interesting. I'm trying to find what you justified. Mitigate agricultural damage. Is there agriculture up the Quinault Valley?
My understanding is it's pretty small operation type stuff, but yes, there is some. That was the original motive for the creation of the elk area, and it's an elk area that's had a long history and a lot of negotiation and back and forth on how that should best, how the boundary should best look, but also how the use of hunting seasons in there should function. General public versus master hunters versus landowners. So it's sort of been a evolving kind of situation, evolving solutions to problems.
Yeah, I think the last time I was up there, there were huge herds, I mean, very large herd of elk. Is that still the case, that the herd is pretty large in that part of the Olympic Peninsula?
I don't have firsthand knowledge, but I don't have any reason to think that's changed much, yes.
Really big. Mm-hmm. Impressive.
Any other questions?
No.
Continue on.
All right, the next one is the special closures and firearm restriction areas, WAC. 232-28-248. This one is mostly just a bit of housekeeping. Our proposed adjustment is for a restriction area that's in Grays Harbor County, and we're adding some clarification language to the WAC that spells out when the firearm restriction area is active, and that's during the modern firearm deer and elk seasons. As commission knows, the firearm restriction areas are maintain hunting as a management tool, and they're often in places where we have to pay attention to both safety and effectiveness, sometimes on that sort of urban and suburban interchange. And so we're proposing this clarification because it maintains the effectiveness and the safety of the elk area, but it doesn't become unnecessarily burdensome to the landowners who were there and small game hunters that are outside of the modern firearm deer and elk season. So it's really the primary issue is during the modern firearm seasons. Other times of the year, the firearm restriction area really doesn't need to be restricted.
No questions, Chair.
Okay. And then the last one, WAC 232-12-828. This is the WAC that pertains to, or one of the WACs that pertains to hunting by persons with disabilities. A little bit of background on this one. Hunters with disabilities are covered and permitted to shoot from their vehicles under statute. 7732-238. Recent history, enforcement folks and some county prosecutors were requesting some clarification language to that RCW. Those actions were put in motion. So the department recommended and the commission removed some previous WAC language in anticipation of the RCW change, but unfortunately that change didn't happen. Got kind of caught up in the whole legislative process and didn't make it to a final product. And so we have to circle back and put that old WAC language back in the WAC to make sure that we have the disabled hunters covered in some way. And so the proposed changes brought before you is that while a disabled hunter is in a vehicle, they're not allowed to possess a loaded firearm or shoot unless the vehicle has to be stopped off the maintained roadway, the motor has to be turned off, and they have to have their normal and usual disabled hunter vehicle placard displayed in the vehicle. So the As I said before, the previous WAC language was removed, maybe a little prematurely, before the statute was cleaned up. And so currently, hunters with disabilities don't have that definition, that defined rule for how they're supposed to operate when hunting from a vehicle. And so we're trying to circle back and put that old, previously removed WAC language back in.
Questions?
And I'll try to entertain questions on this, but I'm kind of helping out somebody else with bringing this forward, so mm-hmm. I'll do my best.
You had a question?
Yeah, just a quick question, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
It says when the vehicle is stopped and off the maintained portion of the road under proposed changes, for the, what happens if there's the roadway has no area in which to pull off of?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah. You're getting covered by the Sarge back there.
Question, you can't stop or stand on a public roadway outside of the city. So that is an RCW that covers that. You can't block vehicle traffic.
Right.
So it's a disorderly conduct if you block traffic. So that would be kind of answer. Sorry.
So you can't stop or stand on a county roadway. That's a state, that's already a law that exists. So you can't block traffic for the purpose of shooting or any other. So that would be kind of an answer to your question. If you can't pull off the roadway, then you can't stop.
Okay, that's it. Got it.
I saw a bit of hesitation. Did you have a comment, sir?
I have a question. I believe that's on a maintained
okay.
roadway.
Okay.
So forest roads and that type of stuff are excluded. Is that not correct? No, that's any public road.
Yeah, so that's an RCW, and I can look it up quickly, but that's any public roadway. It doesn't say if it's maintained or not. If it's a designated public roadway, you can't stop or stand in a public roadway. And that's, you know, goes back to the Commerce Clause, free movement. So.
Let me just raise an issue for a point of information. That there's an advisory body to the commission. It's the ADA advisory body, and it is to the advisors of the commission. On issues that arise, whether they're physical limitations or attitudinal barriers, the best way to work through that is on within that body. So the person to contact to find information is Sam Taylor. Or you can email me. I'm the commission link to that that body, and we just met a couple weeks ago. But it's made up of representatives from all of the regions, and really what that advisory body's to do is to help us on the commission identify again physical or attitudinal barriers that exist, so that we can have something to work off of, rather than for us to try to imagine what they are. So again, I would encourage you, Sam Taylor, he's in headquarters, or you can email me as well. Okay, well then, that's even better. But I just wanted to make that for everybody, that there is that advisory body to the commission that exists, and we want it to work as effectively as we can, and we can't do it without the assistance of you guys out there. So. Thank you.
Any public?
No, I'm sorry, no public comment. So we